Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Hi, this is Christy Hemme, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, WHAP, Hopewell, Virginia.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Welcome, wrestling fans, to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and the new 96.9 FM here in the Tri-City area. You can hear it in my voice. I've lost it all the way through WrestleMania weekend down in Orlando, Florida, from Wale Mania all the way to the end of WrestleMania. We was there. We covered the event all weekend long. Myself, the Wizard, Nephew Corey, was in Orlando, Florida for all the great events that was there. And this week, we had a great, great time. WrestleMania 33 is in the books. Looking forward to WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Louisiana, coming up on next year. But we're going to review WrestleMania tonight. Also, we got a special guest coming on a little bit later, Bush Hall of Famer, Bushwhacker Luke from the Hall of Fame Bushwhackers, who will be on to talk a little bit WrestleMania with us, a little bit of Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo as well. But ladies and gentlemen, if you did not see WrestleMania this past week, you missed an excellent show. I don't care what anybody tells you, it is a 10 out of 10. This WrestleMania totally delivered. It delivered from the opening show, from the pre-show to the final bell. The opening pre-show, we saw the great opening match where Neville took on Austin Aries, and Neville retained the Cruiserweight Championship, and then even all the way up to the final match of the night. Well, let's go in order. Then we saw the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, where 20 of your star WWE superstars got into the ring, and we had one winner. And that one winner of the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal was none other than Mojo Riley. That's right, Mojo Riley, with a little help from his friend, his companion, his buddy, his hangout partner, none other than Gronkowski from the New England Patriots, who helped Mojo Riley get the win at this year's WrestleMania. None to the chagrin of the WWE security lady who did not know that Gronkowski was in on the deal, or in on the take, or in on the match. Nonetheless, she interfered. But we got interfered in the match. Well, we're not allowed Steve Gronkowski to get into the ring. But nonetheless, other security came, and that was all taken care of, very much taken care of. Then we go to the main show. Oh, my goodness, the main show. Well, before we even get to the main show, there was a match within the match. Some wrestling fans had their own match at WrestleMania. If you have not seen it on CBS.com or any other social media site, go to Fox Sports Radio 1340AM.com. The video will be posted of our main man, Mo Eaton, and some of the fans that was there getting involved in a match in the crowd. You had Stone Cold Steve Austin taking on the Ultimate Warrior with a surprise visit from the Luchador, who hopped in as well. And then the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, got into the match. And the match was taking place, good 3 or 4 minute match to keep the fans in tuned and ready for the WrestleMania main event, for the main card to take place, none other than the main card to take place. But it was a good match by the fans. We were just worried that the fans did not get kicked out of the arena. That would have been a heartbreaking match, if you know what I mean, to do all that and then to get kicked out of the arena for showing your excitement or your skill about WWE. But then we had the match of the night, well, I mean, kicked off the show. Then we had another kickoff match. Dean Ambrose took on Baron Corbin which was also on the pre-show. A very good match there, a very good match between Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin. Earlier in the night, it was early in the night, earlier in the day during the heat, but Dean Ambrose gets the win over Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship match, and Dean Ambrose retains his title. Then we get to the main show. The main show starts off with the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, taking on Shane McMahon. And it was a great way to start this pay-per-view, start this 33rd edition of WrestleMania with these two young high flyers and these two young daredevils in the ring. And Shane McMahon just showed everyone why he's just not a daredevil, but he showed everyone that he could wrestle with his sequence of moves that he had put on AJ Styles, giving him an opportunity to almost pin AJ Styles several times with his wrestling moves. Shane McMahon also went coast to coast on AJ Styles, as he normally does, trash can in AJ Styles' lap. But it was the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, getting the win over Shane McMahon. Then the next match of the night was Kevin Owens. That's right, Kevin Owens, Mr. KO Mania himself, taking on Chris Jericho. Good match, hard-hitting match there. Very methodical pace in this match. Kevin Owens had a very methodical pace in this match to slow things down and to walk Chris Jericho down in this match. Kevin Owens with the win, and he is your new United States champion. Kevin Owens, your new United States champion for the WWE. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho put on a good match. It wasn't a bad card. It wasn't a bad match on this card. But then we go on to, from Kevin Owens to Chris Jericho, and Kevin Owens defeating Chris Jericho. Then we move on to Bayley. Bayley gets Nia Jax versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. The entrance by these three ladies were great. Great interest by Bayley. Great interest by Sasha Banks, who's coming down on a Mercedes golf cart being driven by a chauffeur on down this long ramp. And shout out to Nia Jax for making a nice long walk down the ramp herself with this long, long ramp. And it was a decent match going back and forth. The first three ladies pinned Nia Jax, who was dominant from the beginning of the match. Bayley, Charlotte Flair, and Sasha Banks pinned Nia Jax in this elimination match. The next one to go was Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks was eliminated by Charlotte Flair. And then it was Cook on Bayley versus Charlotte Flair one-on-one with the turnbuckle exposed. Charlotte hits the exposed turnbuckle, and Bayley gets the win to retain the Women's Championship. And Bayley is still the Raw Women's Champion, coming, leaving WrestleMania and getting her WrestleMania moment, leaving the Fatal 4-Way. Then we had the tag team triple threat ladder match. We had the Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson taking on Cesaro, Sheamus, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass as well. Big Cass, New Day, the host of this wonderful WrestleMania 33, come out and said that there will be one more tag team added to this match, as it looked as if New Day was going to be the tag team added to the match, and they gave everybody the swerve at the last minute, and they're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know who I'm talking about Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys are back in the WWE. That's right, the Hardy Boys, the Enigma himself, Jeff Hardy, the Broken One, Matt Hardy, are back in the WWE, and they go on to win the WWE Championship ladder match. The Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff, win the title of their first time winning titles at WrestleMania, being in the WWE. The Hardy Boys defeated Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, Sheamus and Cesaro, Enzo and a Big Cass, and to retain the heavyweight championship. Then we go on to the mixed tag team match. We have the mixed tag team match, which we saw John Cena and Nikki Bella take it on The Miz and Maurice. The Miz and Maurice had the upper hand. The Miz actually had the upper hand for majority of this match, beating up John Cena as well. But the Miz, John Cena gets finally tagged Nikki Bella, and Nikki Bella gets the upper hand on Maurice. And then Nikki Bella gets the pin on Maurice. 1, 2, 3. And it's not what happened in the match, but it was happening after the match, as John Cena comes in and gets down on one knee. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen it, if you have not watched the Today Show, if you've been underneath the rock and have not watched, so looked at social media or anything else, John Cena proposes to Nikki Bella, said the time was right, said he planned it over a year and a half ago when she was getting ready to have neck surgery. He said he whispered in her ear and told her that one day I will marry you. And she could not remember what he said, so he, at WrestleMania 33, John Cena gets on one knee in the ring and asks the girl that he's going to try to spend the rest of his life with to marry him. And let's say Nikki Bella had an emphatic yes. She said yes. No, it wasn't Daniel Bryan saying yes, yes, yes. It was Nikki Bella saying yes, yes, yes to the true love. Then that true love is one and only John Cena. So Nikki Bella and John Cena will get married. This will also provide extra episodes of Total Bellas, Total Divas. And if I was a prognosticator or one who would say that Nikki Bella and John Cena probably will get their own spinoff show leading up to the wedding of Nikki and John. But then we went on to the non-sanctioned match. From wedding bells to ringing bells in your head, we went to the non-sanctioned match between Seth Rollins and Triple H. Very hard-hitting match, had a very good beginning, had a little low middle, but had a very good ending to pick up the match, as we saw that Seth Rollins hits Triple H into Stephanie McMahon as she got onto the apron, and Stephanie McMahon crashes through the table. Seth Rollins hits a pedigree in the middle of the ring or on Triple H. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, Seth Rollins gets a redemption on his boss. He gets a redemption over Triple H. Seth Rollins gets the win in this non-sanctioned match against Triple H, and he picks up another win at WrestleMania. Then we move on to the match that people in Orlando really wanted to see, the match where they saw their hometown girl Naomi defeat Alexis Bliss, Natalya, Carmella, Mickie James, and Becky Lynch. Well, Carmella had James Ellsworth outside the ring with her. Naomi gets the win and becomes, for the second time, SmackDown Women's Champion. Naomi is the pop that Orlando gave her, the love that Orlando gave her. It was good for her to win the championship in her hometown. For all the things that Orlando had went through for the last couple of years, for the last past year, it was good to see Naomi have the championship or win the championship in her hometown. Let's see if Naomi keeps this title run as much longer than she did the first run, which she had to give her belt because due to injury. This match was a little rushed because of the time restraints here. The entrances were shortcut short. The ladies came into the ring, but it was a good match, good pace, and Naomi gets the win. And then we go on to the WWE Championship match, where Randy Orton took on Bray Wyatt. We saw a little magicry, a little mystery, a little freaking out, would you say, worms and maggots and roaches and bugs in the middle of the ring with Bray Wyatt taking on Randy Orton. And the referee was freaked out. The announcers was freaked out. The 75,000 people in the arena looking down at the ring was freaked out. Nonetheless, Randy Orton did not get freaked out because Randy Orton got the win and became WWE champion for the 14th time. That's right. Randy Orton hit a RKO on Bray Wyatt, one on the outside of the ring, one on the inside of the ring, and he is your new WWE champion for the 14th time. Randy Orton gets the win, and then we moved on to the match that everybody wanted to see, the Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar, who took on Goldberg. Brock Lesnar took on Bill Goldberg in a Universal Championship match, and the winner, after 10 trips to Suplex City by Bill Goldberg, and that's right, your winner is the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar gets the win over Bill Goldberg to become the Universal Champion. Brock Lesnar devastated Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg did hit a spear and a jackhammer, but nonetheless, this time, Brock Lesnar kicks out and he hits 10 suplexes. I didn't say one, I didn't say five, but I said 10. He hit 10 suplexes on Bill Goldberg, which was enough to get Bill Goldberg 10 suplexes in an F5, and Bill Goldberg was done, and Brock Lesnar is your new Universal Champion. And we moved on to the match of the night, the match everybody wanted to see, whether it was a farewell match or we wanted to see Roman Reigns go over. The Roman Reigns took on The Undertaker. That's right, the dead man himself, the dead man in his 25th match at WrestleMania, who came into the match 24-1, only lost coming to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. The dead man and Roman Reigns hit it off in the middle of the ring to determine who yard it really was. Would it be Roman Reigns' yard? Would it be The Undertaker's yard? Will The Undertaker get to that 20th that 24th win that he so coveted desired? Will it be Roman Reigns who gets over and takes the proverbial torch away from the Undertaker and demand and claim his yard, which being the ring at WrestleMania? Hard hitting match between both of these guys, Spear, Jackhammer, Tombstone. We saw Tombstone, we saw a Spear, we saw several Superman punches, saw several Spears, and it was Roman Reigns getting the win over The Undertaker and claiming his yard. The crowd was shocked. Crowd was stunned. There was tears all over the arena because this was the last time that we will see The Undertaker at WrestleMania in the WrestleMania ring. The Undertaker kindly, after the match, took his hat off, took his gloves off, took his coat off, folded them up, put them in the middle of the ring, gave his wife, Michelle McCool, a kiss, walked back up the ramp, midway through the ramp, threw his right arm up like he'd done so many WrestleManias before, and went back down to the pits of hell. The Undertaker. Wrestling matches at WrestleMania is over. Roman Reigns has claimed the yard, and we'll see how that will go. And that's just the WrestleMania part of the weekend. We haven't hit up to the surprises that came on Monday Night Raw, the surprises that came on SmackDown. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, talk about Monday Night Raw, the new additions on Raw and SmackDown, and how the WWE is going to shake up everything next week on Monday Night Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more pro wrestling talk. We got Luke Williams, Bushwhacker Luke, coming up to talk pro wrestling, the Hall of Fame, to talk Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo, and maybe the Wizards will be in by that time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to us on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence with Dr. D and G-Lo on Fox Sports Radio 1340 at WHAP in Hopewell, Virginia. This is Gilbert, baby, and
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. HEMCO purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call HEMCO at 458-8514, open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to Wrestling Marks of Excellence. As we mentioned before we went to commercial break, that was just the WrestleMania recap, but we also had Monday Night Raw, and Monday Night Raw started with the crowd having much more fun than they ever had before. And yes, myself and the Wizard were there in the ring, there in the arena for Monday Night Raw. We wasn't part of Beach Ball Mania, but we definitely was at the arena. We was definitely there. We saw that Roman Reigns could not get a word in edgewise as the crowd either was saying, delete yourself, Roman. You suck, Roman. Calling him an a-hole. Calling him shut the F up. Go away. Let's say Roman Reigns could not get a word in edgewise. But when the big dog, as they like to call him, finally said a word, finally had a chance to say a word, all he could say was, this is my yard now. And he did a President Obama, he did a Kobe Bryant, and he dropped the mic. All he needed to say was the best promo that Roman Reigns had ever cut in his life. With those words, this is my yard now. And that's one of the better promos. He didn't have to go into a long spiel, didn't have to go into anything else. All he had to do was say, this is my yard now, and the crowd went nuts. The boos came out, the cheers, the cuss words, everything else went to an ecstatic high pitch with Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns right now runs the yard. But that was not the only thing that happened on this past Monday Night Raw. We saw the Revival return. We saw the Revival not return. We saw the Revival make their debut on Monday Night Raw. The Revival took on the New Day. New Day rocks. New Day rocks. But nonetheless, the Revival gets the pinfall over New Day. And that's right, the Revival debut on Monday Night Raw. They get a win over the longest reigning tag team champions there were, the New Day. Revival gets the win. We also saw Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who makes his appearance. Vincent K. McMahon comes to the ring, comes to the arena, and lets everyone know that due to his daughter's injury she suffered at the hands of her husband, Triple H, and Seth Rollins during their match on this past Sunday night at WrestleMania, that there will be a new general manager. A new general manager to be named. And no, it's not Teddy Long, as he thought it was going to be him. The Hall of Famer himself thought it would be him. Being the new general manager, but it's none other than the new Hall of Famer, Kurt Angle. That's right, Kurt Angle, Mr. Cowboy hat wearing himself, Mr. Sexy Kurt, did Mr. Make Your Ankle Hurt. Kurt Angle is your new general manager on Monday Night Raw. Kurt Angle is the new general manager there on Monday Night Raw. We also had an interaction between Kurt Angle, Enzo Amore, Big Cass. We saw Sasha Banks, Dana Brooke defeat Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, and Emma via pinfall. Emma made her appearance. It was good to see Emma there, but we saw a little friction at the end of this match between Nia Jax and Charlotte Flair from this past Monday Night Raw. We also had on Monday Night Raw the return of Finn Balor. Finn Balor and Seth Rollins took on Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens. I said it to the Wizard himself. I said a couple years ago the indie stars would have loved to see this match, and we got it for free at Monday Night Raw, and they didn't let us down. They put on a great match, a great showing, and Finn Balor and Seth Rollins get the win there. And it didn't stop there, because when Monday Night Raw went off the air, which you did not see, what you saw later, if you look for the video, find the video, we saw Bill Goldberg come out, and Bill Goldberg gave basically a semi-retirement speech, because you can never say never. And he talks about how he did it for his family. He was a father and did it for his son. His run for the last 6 months in the WWE was great, and that Brock Lesnar was the better man. And for that night, and that Brock Lesnar is your new Universal Champion, but that he was going home to spend more time with his family, and don't count him out yet, because it could be another run for Bill Goldberg. I got the Wizard with me. Wizard, hope you recovered from your WrestleMania weekend. Man, went through the WrestleMania recap, went through the Monday Night Raw spill. So far, between Monday Night Raw and WrestleMania, everything was to... What would you give the whole weekend? What rate would you give the weekend?
Oh, my goodness. The weekend, it's an A+. I mean, are you kidding? Everything hit exactly on all cylinders. Hall of Fame was great. NXT TakeOver was awesome. And, a lot of people would be like, oh, nothing really happened. The titles changed anything. gotta let stuff develop because this is the time for them to really shift gears. And with the people that left from NXT lost a lot of, no pun intended, they lost a lot of top guys. So with that being said, it's time for them to shift their focus, and we're going to now see where they're going with that. Then we lead up to WrestleMania, which I just watched the Undertaker-Roman Reigns match again. The match was excellent. You got to give Reigns his due, man. I mean, you got to give Reigns his due. He held his own in there. He seized the moment, and thank you to Taker for, 27 years. But Roman Reigns had a great showing. And Raw and SmackDown were exactly what you think they would be. Awesome after WrestleMania. And we'll see where WWE is going with this superstar shakeup. Man, so I'm looking forward to everything. Top notch weekend.
Yeah, haven't even got to the shakeup yet. We're looking for some top notch stuff because I had to come back home because I just couldn't stand the excitement anymore. But you was at SmackDown and you saw Nakamura make his entrance into the WWE. Ty Dillinger, mm-hmm. who made his entrance into the WWE, and I want to take it off my. I know I'm wrong a lot, and you keep me in check. Wizard, I want to apologize to you because I thought Ty Dillinger was going to make one more run at NXT. I didn't think he was going to come up to the main roster so quick that I thought he was going to stay down there. But I can understand why WWE decided to bring the perfect 10 Ty Dillinger to SmackDown already. And I'm going to say SmackDown right now because we don't know what's going to happen in the next week with the WWE shakeup. So he could be on SmackDown this past Tuesday, but could be on Monday Night Raw starting next Monday.
It's amazing.
It is. It's going to be interesting. It's amazing why they're calling it a shakeup and not a draft. You know, it's going to be a little shakeup. I can see some trading going on between Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that's the premise. A lot of wheeling and dealing going on. And I think what it is, I think they just realized, and I could be wrong, but I think the draft was too far away. It was speculated to be in June, and if that was the case, I think it was just too far away, man. And they decided to, if you're going to really hit the reset button after WrestleMania, you might as well just go full on with it. So I like the idea.
Oh, yeah, the shakeup is great because you can move talents around. We can end up with Nakamura on Raw. You can end up with Kevin Owens going to SmackDown. You can end up with the Hardy Boys making a trip to SmackDown and actually getting SmackDown title, and they will execute all the gold. You know what I'm saying? You can see a lot of things going on. We mentioned it, and I'm glad you're on with me now. We could talk a little bit about it. We mentioned how Enzo and Cass kind of got the short end of the stick because of the return of the Hardys. Thinking that, one year ago this week, Enzo and Cass was the biggest thing in WWE. How you doing? And now they're not doing so well within the company. Enzo and Cass could have gotten the title, but the Hardys returned trumped that. And I think now we'll see that Enzo and Cass, in my opinion, will not ever become WWE Tag Team Champions because there are many more teams in front of them.
Well, it may take a move to SmackDown for them, especially with the Usos. Not in limbo, but it's kind of like, what else are they doing right now? So you could start a few with the Usos and Enzo and Cass, leading to Enzo and Cass getting the belt. Sure. Speaking of history and this, today, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to see it on social media too much, but today was actually the day 3 years ago that the streak was broken. 21-1. Happened 3 years ago today, and man, just to think about that, think about the seemingly ending of the career of the Undertaker this past Sunday. It's definitely a wild ride. But back to Enzo and Cass, and I feel as though there's got to be some kind of a change of scenery because. For them to be looked at as even more, there's credible tag teams everywhere, and it's like, New Day, for what they are, they're still credible. They're the longest ranked tag team, you know, of recent memory, or ever, actually, WWE. But you've got now a Revival in front of them. You've got, you know, you still got Anderson and Gallows. You got Sheamus and Cesaro, or an excellent team. Great idea about whoever thought of pairing them up. You got Usos. You got American Alpha. You know, it's a lot of teams where it's making it look like, you know, hey, do Enzo and Cass, you know, stand a chance still on Raw or SmackDown or wherever? I think they still do, and I noticed, I know I said earlier this week, if they don't win the tag titles, they're done. Now, even though they didn't win the tag titles, I think as much as the Hardys' appearance trumped that, I think that still gives them life, because I feel as though if the Hardys didn't show up, I definitely feel that they would have been the tag champions. And the Hardys showing up kind of almost bought them a lease on life with their tag. So
Vegas thought so. Before Vegas got the news that the Hardys boys were going to show up, Enzo and Cass were the favorites to win.
Yeah. Absolutely. They should have been. It seemed like it was their time. It really did. So I will rescind my statement from this weekend. I think now that they're really going to be, you know, I think they're going to keep them together a little longer. I don't want to be shocked now if they broke them up.
We saw a little tension now, on this past Monday night between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little tension that can be how you look at it and how you perceive it. But the tag team division in the WWE has picked up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of tag teams, one tag team was split up in the WWE this week. As of yesterday, one tag team was split up. And we're going to let you know what tag team that was when we come back after commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9 FM. If you missed this part of this show or any other show, download us on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes each and every week, also on Google Play or whatever other device that you have. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll let you know which tag team in the WWE was split up right after this break.
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. HEMCO purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call HEMCO at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm,
J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Hey, as if you want the commercial break, as I told you, WWE was talking about tag teams, and the WWE tag team and the WWE was split up, and that tag team is the Vaudevillains. The Vaudevillains is no more in the WWE. Simon Gotch has been got by the WWE and has been released by the WWE. There's some reports coming out now why he's been released. Some say that him and Aiden English have gotten into it, and Gotch got a little bit too big for his britches. And he wasn't happy how he was being used in the WWE. Nonetheless, he got released from the WWE just several days after WrestleMania. Hope he hung on to that WrestleMania paycheck, but he was still there for that. But nonetheless, and that was kind of suspicious. It's kind of funny because they were not in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal neither. You know, I was on the roster, but not in the Battle Royal. If they got eliminated early, I saw the Ascension. Don't remember those two guys being in, but maybe they were. There was no introductions for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. If you did not know, it just all 20 guys came out, except for the Big Show and Braun Strowman, who got introduction. Everybody else was already in the ring. But nonetheless, there are no more Vaudevillains in the WWE. It'll be interesting to see what WWE does with Aiden English in the near future. Okay, what's your permission? You're the wizard.
I think he goes back to his old character, kind of the drama king, the singing, and all of that. I think he goes back to that and really do.
It would be good for him. I mean, you could create yourself, because let's be honest, the Vaudevillains wouldn't get much TV time or much love anyway since they debuted in the WWE. With Enzo and Cass and with that whole tag team. Well, they debuted 1 year ago this week. And it just took Simon Gotch 1 year to get himself removed from the WWE, well, the main roster of the WWE. But according to his verified Twitter account, those stories are not true, and that interviews will be coming forth here in the near future with Simon Gotch. He said he's going to clear some things up about the WWE and some things that he did or did not do from this past weekend and why he was released. So stay tuned for that information. Stay tuned for that. SmackDown, once again, was a good show. All weekend was a good show. Great Hall of Fame speeches from Teddy Long and Diamond Dallas Page, the Rock and Roll Express. It's good. If you're listening to us and you have not been to a WrestleMania weekend or a WrestleMania event, you need to go at least once in your life. This was my sixth WrestleMania. I believe this was your ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth WrestleMania, and you have to go experience one time. Once, and then we were able to hang out with our brothers, Champ Creed, as you know him, Mike Knotts, as well as Mr. Main Event, Brian Waters. I'm going to use that this weekend. As we hosted the After Hall of Fame show at Twin Peaks in Orlando, Florida. You can listen to that on our YouTube page, as well as Fox Sports Radio 1340. AM.com. Bigger and better things that were going on this week. We went to several indie shows. Fight Evolution Wrestling. I had a show at the Rec Center. A decent show that was there. You had a lot of people going on. A lot of things going on. But Wizard, I know you don't like controversy, so I'm gonna bring controversy to you anyway, even though you don't like it. Gaspar opened his big mouth over the past weekend with a tweet, a Facebook post saying that WWE showed great diversity by having one African American male and no African American males and one African American woman on the main card of the WWE. Your thoughts on Shad Gaspar and his comments about WWE and diversity?
Well, that's really what he said. And that's his posting. I mean, he has an opinion. You know, he's entitled to it. Believe what he wants. You can call me ignorant or naive or whatever, but I never really put much stock or merit on race determining a factor of where you are on the card. I mean, it's just... by circumstance, you know, there are less African Americans or whatnot than there are Caucasian talent on the roster. I just feel as though if you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not, regardless of color. I mean, if you're gonna be really good, and you're, you know, look at the New Day. I mean, they're still in a prime position. And I know it can be argued, oh, but none of them being pushed for world championships. At this point, it doesn't really make a difference. I mean, they're still, it's not, you know, they're still probably top three in Cuban merchandise. They're prominently featured every week. They were the hosts of WrestleMania. If you're good, you're going to make money. I mean, that's pretty much how I feel.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, you hear me talk a lot about African Americans and the plight of African Americans in the world of professional wrestling. But I just have a problem with Mr. Gaspar's counting. And that is that there were more than just one African American woman on the card. You had Naomi, you had Sasha Banks. That's two right there. You had Titus O'Neil, who was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That was there. So you had more African-Americans on the card. And Mark Henry was in there. R-Truth was in there. So the statement, the comment, if you're going to make the comment or you make the statement, let it be factual, not just what you feel or what you think you saw. And that was my biggest thing on that. You know, everybody has been screaming about diversity for years in the WWE. It's not about diversity. It's about getting yourself over as a wrestler. Getting the crowd to embrace you, getting the crowd to love you, getting the crowd to communicate with you. We talk about diversity of African-American wrestlers. The Junkyard Dog was in the time that he was one of the biggest stars in the world of professional wrestling, was an African-American male, and he was over by the crowd, by the gimmick he had, the Junkyard Dog, by the saying of the crowd, people coming in dancing and in the ring. So it's not about the it's about the entertainment factor. Look at New Day, as you mentioned. New Day went from a gimmick that was laughed at when they first came on the scene, that people saw this is never going to work, to being the longest running tag team champions in the WWE history, to hosting WrestleMania, to having their belts sell out quickly from last year, having their shirt and cereal sell out faster than anything else in the WWE Superstore, could not keep up with the demand. So it's not just, as we say, everyone see African Americans as wrestlers. We got to have one, and that's another show for another time. That's a different show, because everybody has their own opinion on the African American wrestler or the African American person getting there. But nonetheless, it was a comment, and that's his opinion. I just wanted to share my thoughts and my views on the opinion. That if you're gonna share thoughts and opinions, Mr. Gaspar, make sure they're correct, because it was much more. It was more than just one African American woman on the main card. In per se, if you want to go get technical, no, there was not an African American man on the main card. But in which storyline should there have been an African American male on the main card? None was developed, and none have not been there. But you had three African American men hosting the whole show. So, nonetheless, that's my take on Shad Gaspar and his diversity of the WWE. But let's get to the shakeup, Wizard. The shakeup is coming up next Monday night on Monday Night Raw with the WWE. Vince McMahon saying there will be a shakeup in the WWE. Who do you like to see go where? If you were general manager A, general manager B, who would you like to see go where?
Well, you know what's funny? Because I've been seeing various people since my dirt sheet hiatus for WrestleMania season is over. I checked out something that's so funny, because I said this may happen, and I said it right after it happened, that the shakeup was announced. I was saying to myself, who could it be? And sure enough, it came out, you know, out there, and I said, man, that's the same thing I was thinking. I thought the top female heels of each show would switch. I think Charlotte goes to SmackDown. I think Alexa Bliss goes to Raw. And the reason why I say that is just because of the kind of mini write-offs of each one on this week. Charlotte was the one, if I'm not mistaken, that was pinned in the tag match, and then she got beat down by Nia Jax. And then Alexa Bliss lost clean in her rematch to Naomi. It kind of feels like each of those are being written off to where now it's going to be a fresh start for each one. And why not, especially with Charlotte? Now she can go over and be women's champion. And I definitely would be on board for both a Charlotte-Naomi title feud as well as an Alexa Bliss-Bailey title feud. So I think those are the ones that have to happen if there's two.
Okay. I think we get the revival in SmackDown. I think we introduced them on Monday Night Raw, and that was great. But I think we get the revival on SmackDown. You separate them in the Hardys for a while. Plus you get the Usos in the revival, which will be a good match. You need another heel tag team over there. You have a couple face tag teams over there with Heath Slater and Rhino, along with the American Alphas that are over there. And you need another dominant tag team as well, because the Vaudevillains just split. The Ascension is not ascending anywhere. And
yeah,
so you need another tag team. Yeah, Breeze Dango is still in limbo. So you need a tag team. Either Enzo and Cass goes over, or we see the revival go over from the tag team. AJ Styles said he wanted to stay on SmackDown. I can see AJ Styles going over to Monday Night Raw. And hear me, this is not a fanboy in me or anything of that nature, but I can see AJ Styles going over to Monday Night Raw. And maybe, just maybe, the Balor Club gets together. Some way, some shape, somehow. With AJ moving over to Monday Night Raw. We're all them on the same card. Or the same on the same roster. And then we can see maybe one of the belts have to, if the IC title goes to Raw, that means the US has to go, if the IC title goes to Raw, then US title has to go to SmackDown.
And so that would mean Kevin Owens
going to SmackDown, and Dean Ambrose. It will be a big shakeup. They're not doing a shakeup just to do a shakeup. There will be a big shakeup, and there will be a huge. And I think one of the biggest people that you can shake up right now is sending Kevin Owens to SmackDown and sending Dean Ambrose back to Monday Night Raw, which means you have the Balor Club and you have the Shield all on the same show.
Well,
and we know how Vince
likes it. Just for a second, because if you're going to do all that, I think Roman Reigns goes to SmackDown, man. And I hope not, because I would rather see the Shinsuke and Roman not on the same show. However, there's a lot of faces running around. If you look at it, there's a lot of faces. I mean, you've got just faces alone, which I don't care what anybody says. Roman Reigns is still faces. You got Roman Reigns. You got Seth, you got Dean, you got Jericho, you got Shinsuke, you got now AJ, presumably, you know, it looks like. So, we like Rusev and stuff, like, you need some heels. Maybe they'll elevate those back into that kind of spot, but really, the only true heels that you got right now are the Kevin Owens and Bray Wyatt, realistically.
Yeah, and you have to send somebody big because John Cena's leaving to do a movie.
Yep.
Cena's leaving, so you have to bring a big time person over to SmackDown. And so we'll see who that big time person is. It may be Roman Reigns. But then we have the question of the beast. Then we got to deal with the beast himself. The beast has to feud with somebody. And we saw from this past Monday night, it may be Braun Strowman with the beast, which is Brock Lesnar, if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. The beast is not coming over because he's the Universal Champion. So that's not going to happen or take place. But maybe a Braun Strowman goes. You know, and the shakeup is going to be interesting. I'd like to see the conversation that takes place between Dean Ambrose. Excuse me, not Dean Ambrose. The conversation that takes place between Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle. I'd like to see how the shakeup is going to happen. We don't know if they're going to draw names out of a hat. We don't know if they're going to be a trade situation that takes place. We don't know how the shakeup is going to be executed. There will be some big names moving this upcoming Monday from Raw to SmackDown, women and men included. We might get announcers who move. We never know. All talent is up for grabs. All talent to go. And I say that because of the addition of Jim Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Ross is back in the. If you have not known, if you have not heard, JR himself, the Black Hat King, is back with the WWE. Not only did he call the final match of The Undertaker, but he also will be on a show. He signed a 2-year contract with the WWE. So we don't know where he's at, whether it's Raw or SmackDown, but we do know that JR, Jim Ross, is back in the WWE, and we'll see where he goes. You know, some say he may be SmackDown, some say Raw. Only time will tell whether there is a shakeup right now in the WWE. And I love the shakeup. What's going on with WWE? Bring new things, new excitement. The McMahons have taken a break for a minute, as they normally do after WrestleMania. Stephanie McMahon is gone. Triple H is out of the picture right now. Shane may be gone for a moment. And so there are no McMahons, and we just have an Angle and a DB. And we'll see how things flow. And we're going to take a last quick commercial break of the night. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this show up. Hopefully we get Bushwhacker Luke on. But if not, then we always can catch him next week, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Booker T, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
Hemco, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. Hemco purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call Hemco at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We talked about Jim Ross before we went to commercial break. I take my hat off to Jim Ross for fulfilling all his commitments over the weekend, all the things he had to do, whether it was WrestleCon, whether it was his one-man show, even calling the final match of The Undertaker. This man had lost his wife previously, like a week or two earlier. And even in his pain, he was still willing to do his job. And my hat goes off to Jim Ross for doing that. Don't know him personally, but it takes one heck of a man to be able to do that, to be around family, to be around friends, which WWE is his family and friends over the weekend, and to be able to not forget, but to put things aside or put himself in a good place to call wrestling events and to be relaxed and to be able to spend time with you, the fans. So if you have a moment, go out to his Twitter and on his Twitter at JRBBQ and just tell him thank you. Just tell him to say thank you for the work that he put in the weekend that he had and fulfilling all his commitments. He's a great dude. As I said, I don't know him personally, but I take my hats off to him for definitely doing that. But back to wrestling per se, and not only just WWE, it was a lot of shows over the weekend. On this past weekend at WrestleMania weekend, Orlando, Florida, you had Ring of Honor shows, you had CZW shows, you had insert wrestling organization here shows throughout the weekend. And it is a indie dream. Indie wrestlers like to be there, like to be a part of WrestleMania. 75,000 in the house at WrestleMania. For another record, each and every year WWE set indoor records. Next year they're back in Orlando, back in New Orleans. And what I found out was that people are already booking their hotel rooms.
Yeah,
they're booking hotel rooms and getting everything now for Orlando. Orlando is a city looking forward to. New Orleans. Sorry, Orlando on the mind. New Orleans next year, booking hotel rooms. If you was a booker, last closing minutes, booker right now, we do the last booker segment. We do a booker segment. What match would you book right now at this moment for the main event for next year's WrestleMania?
Roman and Brock. Gotta do Roman and Brock. Pretty much it's the two men, the only two men who ever defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania in the fight where the streak actually ended. I mean, this is the money match they have right now. You're either doing that or you're doing Roman and John Cena. You're doing one or the other.
I'm going to go with that we get Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor next year.
As the main event?
At WrestleMania.
I like that.
As the main event, Seth Rollins and Finn Balor somehow – some shape, some way that we get Seth Rollins and Finn Balor at the main event, and then we also get some kind of incarnation or some kind of reincarnation of the Bullet Club. And next year's WrestleMania.
You might get. I'm sorry, but the way it was last year, now that everybody's on the main roster, WWE's going to just go ahead and give us Shinsuke and AJ. WWE is finally capitalizing on the talent, man.
Talent is there, and we will get Shinsuke and AJ will be great, but I think we get, and we just got it in NXT, but I think we get Shinsuke and Joe at a Mania.
Yeah, that could be right, too. So a year out, though, man.
Yeah, we're in a year out. A lot more wrestling to be done. We got Extreme Rules coming up. We got Payback coming up. We got, oh my goodness, many more pay per views that are coming up here in the next couple of months. WWE will be on the East Coast a lot heavy this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. July 23rd, we'll be in Philadelphia. July 25th, Richmond. July 24th, Washington, D.C., and then July 25th in Richmond, Virginia. We try to be the each and every one of those shows covered. And then you got a SummerSlam in August, another show on the East Coast right there in Brooklyn, New York, another takeover. And speaking of takeovers, Wizard, there will be a takeover Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Announced that there will be a takeover Chicago coming up before pay-per-view. I believe that pay-per-view is Payback, correct? No, not Payback.
Yeah. No, Backlash.
Do we have a
Backlash?
Before Backlash. Backlash. Before Backlash. Takeover Chicago. Speak on that for the last 30 seconds. NXT, Takeover Chicago. What you expect from that show?
Oh, I mean, it's NXT. They want to put it in Chicago. You got to get that Chicago experience on an NXT show at least one time. That's exactly why they're doing it. I don't see any other reason.
Hey, no other reason there. Got Asuka still running wild, which she has not come up yet. Her and Ember Moon put on a great match at NXT. You have glorious Bobby Roode, who retained the title of Shinsuke Nakamura. NXT is going strong. WWE is going strong. Ring of Honor going strong. Impact Wrestling trying to make some bigger and better moves. It's great to be a wrestling fan, especially this time of year. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Sorry that Bushwhacker Luke could not make it. We have to reschedule for another time. But nonetheless, he'll be on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here in the next couple of weeks to talk about Mid-Atlantic Expo, which is coming up May 19th and May 20th at the Richmond Convention Center. Go to midatlanticexpo.com or go to Fox Sports Radio 1340am.com and purchase your tickets and see who else will be there. Also, stop by our booth, and we are announcing it here, announcing it now. Teddy Long will be our special guest at the Mid-Atlantic Expo along with Faye Jackson. So come out, see the newly crowned Hall of Famer, the newly inducted Hall of Famer, Teddy Long, as well as one of the hot indie females that's going today, Faye Jackson, who likes to party and who always brings her milkshake to the yard at the Richmond, at the Mid-Atlantic Expo on May 19th and May 20th. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you got some fun, see if something like.
End of story. As Dr. D would say, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Good night.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.